Due to, and I had the great pleasure of writing with a couple of wonderful writers, Verlin Thompson and Mr. Guy Clark. And we got together, actually Guy called me up, he and Verlin had the first verse of this written, and they realized they needed a true hillbilly, they needed a bluegrass boy on this. It's a song about Grand Ole Opry entertainer String Bean and his wife Estelle. And of course not a lot of people know, String Bean was Bill Monroe's first banjo player, even before Earl Scruggs, later to be known as an Opry entertainer, comedian, and if you ever saw him, you know that String Bean wore a funny little outfit. He had a little tiny hat on top of his head. He was about 6'4". And, he wore a striped shirt that went all the way down to his knees, and then he had a little short pair of pants on from the knees down, complete with a belt. So we believe, we're not sure, but we think String Bean possibly started hip-hop fashion. He just didn't know it at the time. And, but it was known around Nashville. He lived in Ridgetop, Tennessee, north of Nashville. And it was known that he didn't trust banks and that he carried money in the bib of his overalls when he wasn't in his Opry entertaining outfit. And this is a story about a night he and Estelle came home on a Friday night from the Grand Ole Opry to their house. There were a couple of fellas, they were cousins, and their last name was Brown, waiting to rob String Bean and Estelle. And this is their story. On a Ridgetop, Tennessee, in 1973, the Brown boys killed String Bean and Estelle. The reason for it all was in the bib of his overalls. At least that's what the Brown boys would tell. The thieves laid in wait for hours, but things didn't go their way. It was just a simple plan to rob a banjo man, but he wouldn't let go of his Opry pay. Been a terrible struggle for the cash in his bib overalls. The Brown boys said, "Don't give us no trouble. We came for some, but now we want it all." And the thieves said, "Stand and deliver." But things didn't go their way. Was a pawn of no return. They shot him dead, then they shot Estelle. Then 23 years later, they tore the fire. They say that nothing's sacred, and now I have seen it all. I read it in this morning's paper. They've auctioned off strings, overalls.